Hey, this is James with our Good But Not Great devotional today. And, you know, I was thinking about all the different things that we see in our life as we travel through. And the other day I was driving along, and I've seen these a lot, these coexist stickers. And the idea of that is, you know, we're just going to get along. Like, it's the idea, hey, why can't we all get along? We should coexist together. And I see the value in that. Like, hey, we should coexist. Hey, we should be able to get along. We shouldn't be at each other's throat. We shouldn't be trying to kill each other. But the truth is, when it comes to other religions, and that's the idea that all religions are equal, and that's really what they're trying to get at. It's like, hey, we're all equal. We're all the same value. We all have the same ability, and we're all getting to the same place. When you listen to a lot of spiritualists, a lot of people in our world today, that's where they're going. Like, this is where it's at. We can all get there. And the truth is, the Bible makes a very clear distinction. And so I was thinking about this week, I was thinking about when the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 3 and John were brought before the Jewish council and the high priest and questioned about healing a man. So they're going along their life, they heal this man, they make his life better. He'd been crippled for over 40 years, and his entire life, he's never walked. They heal him, and what do the council do? They want to find out how they did it. It's about how they did it. And in explaining it, the Apostle Peter says, salvation is found, in verse 12, he says, and salvation is found in no one else, for there was no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And so it's one thing to say, you know, Jesus saves. It's quite another thing to say only Jesus saves. So as I was going through this, we really do make that distinction. Like, hey, listen, I can value you as a person. I can love you. I can tolerate you. But when you're talking about how you're going to get to heaven, there is only one way. In fact, in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And so on the surface, it's easy for people to argue that and go, well, wait a minute, you're devaluing me. And the truth is, I'm not. I'm valuing Jesus. I'm valuing Jesus as the only way. So I was reading in a commentary a couple of weeks ago, and I came across this idea of the more than 300 prophecies about Jesus that was recorded over hundreds of years before he was born. So there's more than 300 prophecies that recorded over 100 years before he was born. And as I was reading, they said, I heard that if we took just 8 of the 300, not all 300, if we took 8 of the prophecies, the probability of one man randomly fulfilling all 8 would be about 1 in a trillion. And, you know, there hasn't even been a trillion people born yet. So that's an astronomical, just 1 in 8 would be astronomical. And the chance of a man fulfilling 48 of them, not even all 300, but 48 of them, would be 10 to the 157th power. Now let that sink in and consider the fact that Jesus didn't just fulfill 8, and he didn't just fulfill 48, he fulfilled all 300. And so I was thinking, you know, it's amazing to me that more of the Jewish people didn't recognize this. And I think what happens is we get our eyes on our preset plans. Like, they had a plan for him to be a political leader, to come in and overthrow the Roman government and bring them back to their high point. And they missed what he was in reality. And it was right before them, as plain as the nose on their face, fulfilling all 300 prophecies. And I think it's easy for us to look at them and go, wow, how did they miss that? And realize that we do the same thing today. We have all of our expectations of who Jesus is and what he should be and how we're going to get to heaven and what it's going to take. And we miss what God says. Because see, it's not only that only Jesus saves, but Jesus saves all who will come to him, I will in no wise cast out, he says. So the promise is, and the grace is, and the extension is, it's not that we're being hate mongers, it's not that we're being rude and exclusionary, it's actually that we're saying, hey, it's for you too. It's for everybody. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Hey, this has been James. This is our Good But Not Great devotional. We hope you have a great week. God bless.